Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team.
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. It's the Friday Hype Edition. You know what that means. We've got Serena Morales on the show today. We brought you in with a little bit of Archie. We ready. And of course, if you ain't ready by now, what you doing? Let's go. I am as ready can be for this game. I know you guys are too. We've gone over it all. We've talked about the offense. We've talked about the defense. We've talked about the dome. We've talked about gumbo. We've covered it all. Serena's here to wrap up the week with us. I pick her brain about how the players are doing. We talk about the running backs. We take a couple questions from our listeners. We talk about killing spiders. Yeah, that's a true story. Stay tuned for that one. It's a good one. We cover all that and more. It was an awesome episode. And guys, don't forget, you know the deal. Go give us a follow. iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcast. Ask your home speaker. Play podcast, Locked On Rams. There you go. Couldn't make it any simpler for you. I want to welcome in all of our new listeners. Thank you so much. We've been killing it this week. I know excitement is high. So I appreciate everyone that's joining us and listening in. As always, you can find us at Locked On Rams, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook group. Reach out, engage, interact during the game, before the game, after the game. Let me know your thoughts, comments, concerns. We're talking Rams here 5 days a week, only on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day. And before we kick over to the Serena interview, I figured, why not? Let's hear from some of the players today. So I took some clips from the press conference today. We've got Aqib Talib. We've got CJ Anderson. We got Robert Woods, Aaron Donald, all with a soundbite. So listen in. These are the last words from the players from the press conference today leading into Friday. Right after that, we're going to jump into the Serena Morales interview. You guys have been awesome all week. Keep it up. I can't wait to see you back on a Victory Monday. We're going to have James Kroger back. We're going to break it down. We're going to talk about all the things that are awesome and hopefully looking forward to the Super Bowl. So with that, I'm going to kick it over to the players, followed by Serena Morales. But you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time, peace.
I think we got a very intelligent team from offense to defense. We switch stuff up, play things different week to week, and as long as we communicate in the game, we always know it, but as long as we communicate in the game and get on the same page, it always turns out well for us. The less mistakes is going to win the game, so we just got to be sharp throughout the week, get all the mistakes out the way throughout the week so our communication could be impeccable on Sunday.
I'm the freshest running back in the league. I'm not going to say they're still fresh, but I'm fresher than Mark and Alvin and then Todd for sure. So I think it helps a lot. I mean, I've played, you know, over 1,000 snaps or 600-700 snaps in this league, and you know, when you get to this point of the league, this point of the season, you know, you start to wave back, and I'm out there flying around on practice just being a kid, having fun, and part of it I look faster than everybody else, part of it because I'm fresh.
I mean, they gave us our first loss, but really, like all of that was last season. I feel like this playoff season is a whole new season for us. Not really redemption. It's they're in our way. They're in our road to success, to the Super Bowl. We have to go through the Saints. We have to beat them. They're the number one seed. They're at home. They got the fan base. They got it all. But we bring in our offense, bring in our defense, bring in our guys into their place. And should leave victorious. Yeah, completely blocked out in my own world. You're not hearing the fans or the crowd until after the play. Possibly, you know, since we're playing away, hopefully it's silent when we're making these plays. Just keep their fans quiet, keep making plays, keep scoring touchdowns, make that stadium ours. But we know it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's a championship game at their place. They're going to be, you know, telling their fans, be loud and show up. But as expected, the game is in between the lines, not outside. The crowd shouldn't have an impact, and it won't have an impact. You know, this is what you wanted. You know, this is, we wanted to have opportunity to play these guys again. You know, they got us the first time, and, you know, what better stage to do it now? So, like I said, we got a great game plan. You know, we made mistakes early when we played them, and that hurt us. You know, you can't do that when you play a good team. So, we know what we got to do. We know we got to expect. So, on a big stage like this, so close, you know, you guys just leave it all out there. So, who's ready now?
All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Friday edition, hype edition. No more episodes past this. It's football after this. We're super excited. Sunday, the early game. We don't have to wait long. We've got Serena Morales with us, per usual. Serena, how you doing?
Oh, like if you couldn't be excited, this is like the super hype edition. It doesn't get any more hype than this because, you know, and I was talking to someone in the cafeteria today who works with the team, and it was like, in some regard, you could see the NFC Championship or the, you know, AFC Championship, but for us, the NFC Championship as like the biggest game, because then it's the Super Bowl. Like, everyone just wants to make it to the Super Bowl, right? But this is a game, right? This is a big game, because then once you get there, it's like, okay, I'm there. I made it to the Super Bowl. At least you can say that. But how do you do that? You have to win this game. So it's kind of an interesting, obviously everyone wants to play in the Super Bowl, but if you're the two teams there, like, you've made it. And I think that's kind of the big payout. But you have to get there, right? So this is a huge game coming up. It's exciting.
The hype of the hype edition. I totally agree with you. It is, like, I've been so anxious this whole last week. I've been, I mentioned to you off air, I kind of jumped over to New York really quick. And in fact, now that I got you here and it's Friday, I finally have been given permission to talk about this. And what I've been teasing to the listeners all week is we got reached out to James Kroger, who's my co-host of Rams Podcast, actually got an email from the Rachel Ray Show. And they do they end up calling it a fantasy food ball episode. And they get fans from the teams that are representing the Final Four. So I went out to represent the Los Angeles Rams. I decked out in my Todd Gurley jersey and made a dish for them. And that's airing tomorrow on Friday. But it was so fun to go out there and interact with the other fans and then also represent Rams Nation and do a little Who's House on TV. So we had a blast doing
that's
it. But
awesome.
Traveled out there, and I can't give it all away because it doesn't air until tomorrow when everyone's listening to this. So I have a couple more stories that I'm going to tell you guys throughout over the next couple days, because there were some funny stories that came out of it. But I want to be able to share that since we haven't had a chance. But as we get back to this game, you talked about how awesome everything is and the excitement of everything. I came back when I flew in, and it's been raining the past couple days. The Rams had to make adjustments again. This is weirdly we wouldn't want to see it any other way. We've been doing it all season. It's almost like the normal is to be unnormal with this team. So talk to me about how they practice under the tent and what that conditions look like and how that all kind of came together.
I mean, exactly. Normal is the new normal. Everything that we have gone through this entire season has been not normal. There's never really been any Sean McVay does his best, and the coaching staff have done their best to just create routine for this team so that they can always feel as regular as again, as normal as possible. But with everything in sort of influx, Gary Klein today asked Sean McVay, like, was there ever this moment where you were going to move, you know, be given the rain here in LA, were you ever going to move practice or anything like that or do something else? But again, I think the importance of keeping consistency going and trying to keep, you know, everyone's families together, right? Like, this is just an important week, and family time is important, and stepping away is important, but also being able to focus here is important. So yeah, they built this huge, huge tent where they are using for walkthroughs, and you know, if it does downpour right now, the rain is held up while they're out on the field. So they had a tarp out, which covered the field a lot, and I think it helped at least, you know, they can get some of the hard work in today, which is the usual day where they put in the most grind physically to their body. But, you know, we've actually seen, you know, I think Lindsay Theory tweeted out, you know, going into the NFC Championship, any injuries to report? And they're like, nope, no injuries to report. I mean, going into that, that's never the case. And
right.
I think it goes to show that we've really, you know, our mental days are hard. Like, the way that Sean McVay and this coaching staff preps their players on mental days are as grueling as the physical days that they really need to push. But, you know, again, there's a knock to there's something to be said for, you know, the veterans that we have in giving guys like Whitworth and Sullivan and Saffold and some of these guys the rest that they need. It's paid off. They're healthy. They're in good shape and they're ready to play. So, I mean, having the rain out here obviously doesn't help this team. Again, you saw Todd Gurley, after not playing for about a month, go out and have over 100 yards rushing. So I think the mental days are as important, and we've seen this proven time and time throughout this season. The rain is not going to affect this team in any way. Do they want to practice in certain situations that would replicate the Superdome? Absolutely. But the not normal is the new normal.
Yeah, I love it, and I want to continue with it because you're right. We've seemed to be okay so far this season doing that. Just another challenge for the Rams, obviously going down to New Orleans and that dome and that atmosphere. I feel comfortable with these guys. Throw anything at them, and they're kind of ready for that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our first break, step aside, get some words from some sponsors. We'll be right back. Serena Morales, Bear Motter, Lockdown Rams, Friday Hype Edition, right after this. Listen close, Rams fans. NFL playoffs are here, and it is time to get on the action with MyBookie. You know the deal. We talk about MyBookie all the time, but don't be that guy with no rooting interest as your relatives or friends sit around watching the games. Not this year, when Super Bowl 53 is just around the corners and your Rams are in the playoffs. I mean, let's be honest, it's really the most wonderful time of the year. Make sure you are ready for daily action by signing up to MyBookie today. They pay really fast when you win, the ownership really cares about good customer service, and they offer the craziest props. Remember, where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money during the playoffs, you gotta go check out MyBookie. I trust them. I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. Go check it out for yourself. Join now, and MyBookie will offer you a 50% deposit bonus to make sure you have a nice bankroll for the playoffs. Use the promo code LOCKEDON50 when you deposit to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON50. Only at MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. We've got Serena with us. We're breaking down the game. We're talking all the topics. We're trying not to get overly excited because it's just a few days away. We got rain out here. We talked about it. Not normal is the new normal for the Rams. I wanted to kind of throw a listener question. I like to throw these in as people reach out and want to ask you questions. This one's coming from Clarence in Utah, and he wants to know, from your perspective, do you see the same focus and determination from the team as you did last week?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a buzz around the facility. It's hard to not have a buzz because there's a gajillion, and I believe that's an accurate number, gajillion media members
right
here, covering all the pressers and the team this week. So, look, it's very hard to ignore that there's a lot more people around covering the team. But that being said, I mean, I was just out watching you know, them stretching for the 10-15 minutes that the media has, and they're still jumping around. They're still, you know, like, I haven't gone over to the DB group probably in a week or two, and, you know, one of them was like, oh, look who came by to check our practice. Like, giving me crap that I hadn't been there in a while, and I was like, that's great, guys. And they were like, how's the grass? Is it soft enough for you? So, I mean, they're still the same, you know, joking, you know, group of guys, and, you know, it's great to be around. So, yeah, I think they're all internally sort of like, okay, like, we know. But there's also a lot of veterans here that kind of balance out that may be the, you know, anxious, nervous kind of feeling that some of these other guys. I mean, this is the first time any of us have really gone this far. This is the furthest that they've gone since 2001, so this is new for a lot of people that are with this team, and so it's great that, you know, guys that Aqib Talib and CJ Anderson have been here to kind of walk through, like, this is what it's like to be at this level, you know. And I think having a balance of that, having Wade Phillips around, having, you know, just people who are here in the organization. And I will say this, Sean McVay, obviously the youngest head coach, and he's going, you know, he's in a group of four different head coaches that he's one of four different head coaches that all have quite the caliber of a resume, right? And it's funny because someone's like, well, how do you kind of fit in this group? Like, and he's just like, it's the people that I keep around, right? Like, don't ignore the Joe Barrys and the Wade Phillips,
right?
And, you know, the whole coaching staff, the Skip Peets and the Eric Yarbers, all the guys that work and support Sean McVay. He's empowering these guys to then go and do what they need to do. And Sean McVay has really just been such a great leader to the team. So I think with that in place, and again, having some of the balance of veterans that have won at the biggest level, there is, you know, there's excitement with the team, but again, they have not held themselves to not joking with me and being, you know, themselves throughout all of this.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, this team seeing still calm, cool, collected, and some of the new guys that haven't been there before. You had a chance to sit down and talk to one of those guys who hasn't been here and really wasn't here all season. That's Dante Fowler. Talk to me a little bit about him, because he just seemed like, you know, I just said calm, cool, collected. But how'd that conversation go and his thoughts kind of moving forward?
Yeah, it's funny. So Dante, if you look back, Dante Fowler last year was with the Jaguars, and they played in the NFC Championship last year against
That's
the
right.
Patriots, and they lost, and that was a really close game. And it's it's funny because he talked about it in detail. Like, he remembered pretty much everything that happened in that game, and then, you know, it's impressive that they remember all the plays that they need to go in with remembering all that. But I think that stuff is really helpful, and you learn from those types of experiences. And then just the way that Dante overall has, I mean, he is part of this team. Like, I was just like, dude, I felt like you were here with me in training camp, you know. Dante has certainly made himself, you know, a bunch of great teammates, and he feels like he's part of this whole team. He's like, Serena, I feel like you're part of, you're like with me and everything. And Dante, I will give this, you know, we're talking a lot about Aqib Talib and the fact that he was not, he did not play against the Saints last time we faced them. But that was Dante's first game with the Rams, and he had some really big plays against the Saints. So I actually think that when we talk about the defense and how much they've improved and how they're going to face against, you know, this great offense led by Drew Brees and Sean Payton and everything, I think that we need to look at our defense, not just with Aqib coming back on the team, but someone like Dante, who the last time we faced the Saints, that was his first game with the Rams. And now, you know, he's got himself way, you know, well acclimated with the, you know, the team and what we do on defense. So I would like to see an improved Dante and an overall improved defense, not just because of Aqib, which obviously we do not want to ignore, but also because Dante is going to be in full effect.
Yeah, I love it. And you mentioned that, you know, he's in this championship game last year, again, on the road. They had that game in control up to a certain point, and then Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does. But I love that experience coming in, kind of that road mentality, what it's like to be ahead, kind of closing out. Like you said, he can remember that game like it was yesterday. So hopefully that's something that he brings into it, you know, kind of an advantage for us on that personal level for him in that game. And he's not going to be scared at this point. Like, that's comfortable for him playing in those atmospheres. So just another guy that we love to have. Obviously, you know, we talk about the leadership from top to bottom, and Andrew Whitworth going back to the state of Louisiana, where I think I read that he's won like three high school championships and then played there in LSU, obviously, as well, and did well there at that point. So
yeah,
we've got some experience going on the road, which is super exciting. I kind of want to, you know, keep moving this along, and this was coming from a fan question, and I love to give you fan feedback, so I've got another one. This one made me laugh. I did a contest, and we had a bunch of people leave us some 5-star reviews on iTunes, and this one caught my attention. It gave me a good laugh, and I wanted to share it with you, because we like to keep it light on this show as well. So this one was by Joey No-No, and his comment was, I listen to the podcast every morning on the way to work. Even though I am married, ask Serena if she is single. What could someone want more? She's beautiful, smart, and she loves football. Not to mention, she can hook it up with Rams tickets. Get some. So you've got some fans out there, Serena.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just told someone, I was like, I'm married to 53 plus practice squad guys plus the coaches. Like, I'm married to this team. I'm very single, which is hilarious, but I'm so married and dating all of these guys.
Married to the game.
I'm married to the game, but yeah, it's an interesting, like, I really am full on, you know, just it's nice because fans have been really kind to me this season, and the team has been awesome to me. And I do feel like these guys are family. They treat me like I'm their little sister, even though I'm older than the majority of them. So it's really great. And the fans have always supported me, and it's tough because it's tough being the new kid, right, at school.
Right.
Not being picked on or ridiculed, or you didn't do this right, or you weren't like the last person, da 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 da. So that's really kind to hear. And hopefully, yes, in the off season, I will have a boyfriend and or a significant person. But so far, I'm married to the game. I'm dating.
Well, there you go, Joey. And make sure your wife doesn't listen to this podcast. Careful, buddy, you know. And then another thing I wanted to bring up before we got out of here, because it had me dying laughing. I was on the plane yesterday, and I was kind of – we're sitting on the LAX tarmac per usual. And there I go. I see Serena Morales had a live story. So, of course, you know I got to click in. And you had an attack of a spider in your apartment.
Oh, my God.
And it was people were looking at me like, what the heck is this guy watching? Because I was dying laughing. It sounds like you were able to relieve yourself from the spider. But how does Serena versus spider go? Because that was pretty funny.
Oh, my gosh. That was insane. I mean, so the thing is, I'm 100% scared of all crawly creatures.
Like, oh, that was pretty obvious.
I'm probably right. That was very clear. And I don't like, usually I would call someone and be like, hey, could you come help me take care of the big bug that's in my house? I would rather leave them the keys and have them pay rent for me, but I know that they don't pay rent. They're squatters. They're total squatters. So I've experienced some bug issues, like living in New York and stuff. Those things always seem to find me. But yeah, this was a huge spider in my apartment, and I didn't know what to do. So I decided to put it on IG Live, hoping that the strangers of the world would help support me in this massacre, this terrible invasion of my life. I'm so scared of bugs. It's pretty embarrassing. I'm putting it on IG Live. The spider listens to me. That's the crazy
thing. That was insane.
I'm the spider whisperer, and I told it to leave my house. Also, spiders apparently read now because the outdoor mat said welcome, and so it, like, welcomed itself in. I don't even know how it got into my apartment because, I mean, it must have held the door for me because it was so big. I was like, how did you even get in here? I didn't even notice you hold the door for me when I walked in, and it read my mat. It was like, oh, I'm welcome in here. So I'm like, get out of here. And it walked out. And I was like, this is the easiest thing ever. And then all with that, I'm sweating profusely. I was like running a 4-4, but I was video recording this whole thing on my IG. And then Teddy Bruce, of all people, is telling me, giving me help, like, tablet, tell me to do this, tell me to do this. I'm like, Teddy, what are you doing? This is so embarrassing. And so all that said, it walked back in. I was like, oh, no, my friend. So I ended up having to kill the spider and then throwing out the whole mat because I was like, I don't want the spider now in front of my door, like reminding, or like, who knows if the other spiders just got friends. And it's like, look what you did. So I just had to get rid of all of it. Like, I'm starting brand new. Got to get a new mat coming in. Like, I walked out this morning and I was like, there is a bare floor and I have no place to, you know, wipe the dirt off of before I enter my apartment. So yeah, it was a whole like, who in the world has this? But I felt the need to feel supported so that I wouldn't be scared of this by myself. But it ended up being worse because I just embarrassed myself in front of everybody else.
Oh, well,
I'm scared of spiders.
It was absolutely hilarious. And you're right. I don't know the spider whisper. You did. You asked it to leave and it literally left. And then I love that you threw away the mat. It was like, next option, burn down the house. So let's just throw away the mat. But it was purely entertaining, and it was funny. The comments were the best part, hearing everyone kind of chime in with their thoughts on everything, and Teddy Bruschi chiming in. And it was definitely my entertainment for the whole time that I was sitting on the tarmac. It was great, so I appreciate it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, see, I would have left the mat with the dead spider to let all other spiders know, if you come around here, this is how you're going to end up, buddy.
Yeah.
You know, but I get it.
That's
oh, great stuff. Well, I wanted to end on a high note because that just made me so happy. We're going to take a break. We're going to step aside, get a last couple words from some sponsors. We'll be back with Serena Morales to wrap it up, Friday Hype Edition, right after this.
So who's ready now? All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Third and final segment. Last segment before we hit the field down in the dome and we face off against the Saints in the NFC Championship game. I just got goosebumps saying that, and I cannot wait. I mean, that Saturday is going to be the longest day ever. The Rams, are they flying out on Friday or are they flying out on Saturday?
Saturday morning, I'll be there flying out with the team. We're going in the morning, so we should get there in the afternoon.
That's awesome. Okay, so excitement level extremely high, and I wanted to ask a couple questions to get this going. Then we'll do our classic over and under to kind of close it out with our prediction. So we talked about this yesterday with Vinny, but I love this matchup. Looking last week, this was another question actually from Will Powell that we talked about yesterday, but we'll bring it up again. Last game it was Zeke versus our running game, and obviously we saw how that went, but we're coming back into another matchup where it's like dueling running backs versus dueling running backs. As you look at that matchup, you know, the Ingram, Kamara, and Anderson, Gurley matchup, what are your thoughts on that, and how do you see that kind of going on Sunday?
Man, run it, right? I think that our defense overall has done a great job. Like, their plan last week was, like, stop Zeke, and I think they did a great job at really honing in on, like, this is their strength. We're going to make sure we do our best to stop him. And I think they're going to have that same sort of mentality going into this game. We've seen a lot of a great running backs that are very similar to the way the Saints do it. I mean, even, you know, someone like Tariq Cohen this season, you know, I think our defense is kind of primed for this now. And again, I've seen such an upgrade of how the defense has, like, carried themselves and the improvements that they've made slowly but surely. And this is when you want to peak, right? You want to peak now towards the end of the season. So I personally think that, you know, I'm not worried about it. I think that having CJ Anderson and Todd Gurley out there for us, again, who doesn't want that combination? I asked CJ post-game after the Cowboys game. I asked him on the field. I was just like, what do you think of this tag team with you and Todd Gurley? He goes, oh, man, it's a dangerous one. Like, you know, so we've got our own, you know, tandem with us. And let's not forget this. The Rams have proven themselves time and time again that they can score, right? Like, that's not the question. So I would say, Bear, like, what do we need to do to level the playing field is for our defense, and I would say our secondary, to really even it out by letting or not letting Drew Brees throw those balls downfield, by, you know, giving guys like Ingram and Kamara, like, the ball so that they run. So if our defense is sharp and we are really stopping Drew Brees and putting pressure on him, and then, you know, in addition to that, if Drew Brees does let that ball go and downfield, like, that we don't let them gain extra yards and we don't let them score, I mean, I feel like we're in a good spot. Like, yes, the run game is going to be significant because of the names that we've talked about. But I think overall, like, we know that we tied that game last time we played against the Saints. We tied it. In fact, like, that second half of the game was a complete turnaround. And I would say that is more telling than anything, the way that we came back from being down by a significant amount in the first half of that game against the Saints. So now we've got our guys back. There's no one injured. We're healthy. We picked up a dude like CJ Anderson. Dante is primed. Akib is primed. Like, they're ready to go. I can't see how this can't be a really, really good and tight game come Sunday.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that aren't directly affected by these two teams kind of forget that game was tied with like 6 or 8 minutes to go in the game, and the Rams just kind of lost their momentum at that point. They stormed all the way back. We gave up that big touchdown to Michael Thomas, and that was kind of it for us. But that game was so close. And I heard earlier you said slowly but surely, and I know you're a big fan of the pun game. So as my fantasy football team goes, slowly but girly. We'll just run the ball. So keep that one for your tweeting profile right there. But
I love it. I will. You see me tweet all those puns out, so I might use it. I might steal it for
sure. Hey, man, that got me to the championship in my fantasy football league. So, you know, hopefully it has good success this week getting to the Super Bowl. As we kind of move this thing along, that was great analysis there. And I think this matchup's going to be a bunch of fun to watch. So what we'll do now is we'll do a little bit of over under / take your pick, because I've got nothing written down. This is off the dome. And we just talked about that running game. And so I want to do a take a pick to start it out. And we're going to say the combination of Ingram and Kamara or Anderson and Gurley? Who has more rush yards at the end of the game?
Based on last week's performance with CJ and Todd, I'm going to go with those two just because, you know, you want to get hot at this time, right? You want to feel like you're going, and both of them had over 100 rushing yards against the Cowboys. And I just think, man, like, it would be great. You know, there's also this concept of, and we're all athletes and we know this, like, we want, like, when you really want to win, and, you know, we lost last time in a very close game against the Saints, like, the Rams want this, and they know it, and they're focused. And so, and I'm not knocking Kamara and Ingram, like, at all, but, man, what CJ Anderson has done and what Todd Gurley has been able to do coming off of that injury is so impressive, and I don't see how they're going to slow down now.
All right, well, let's go down this rabbit hole then, right? We're taking Gurley and Anderson, and I agree, right? So we're going to go one step further and take your pick. Who has more rushing yards on the Rams, Anderson or Gurley, this week?
Ooh, you know what? Last week it was CJ, so I'll give it to Todd this week. They're just going to take her.
I like it. And that's actually kind of where I was thinking in my head. I think it's time to take turns. I kind of heard a report or someone on ESPN kind of talking about, you know, CJ Anderson, kind of a early dark horse if we can get to the Super Bowl. I know I'm kind of stepping ahead, but he could be one of those guys that could be a game changer in the Super Bowl and weirdly walk away with an MVP award. I know we're really early, but I think if we can go back and forth, it's Todd's game right now. So I'm with you. I think Todd is going to go out there and have another big game because he also, you know, he goes through the air as well. So he's going to be involved in the game plan on multiple phases. So and then we'll do an over under here. We'll do it with Jared Goff. Last time he had 3 touchdowns versus the Saints in the Superdome. He's played pretty well down there throughout his career. He's had 2 games. Both games he performed really well. He's coming off a performance where he just had to hand the ball off, like we said, and really just manage the game, pick up a couple first downs, but he didn't have any touchdowns. So I'll set it at over under 2 touchdowns for Jared Goff on Sunday.
You know what? I'm gonna say, I mean, based off of, right, like, I'm like, oh, well, it's going to be a run. But I think that everyone is very aware that we need to show up and we need to do everything possible to throw, like, I mean, we've got to, on all ends, like on all 3 phases of this game, do we need to, we've got to stop the run. We've got to play sharp defense. But on offense, like, if Todd or CJ gets that ball, then they're running it. If Jared sees someone open, Woods or Cooks or, you know, Josh Reynolds open, like, he's throwing it to them. So I could see Jared having a focused game and going over 2 touchdowns.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to take this one out of the old Serena bag here, and I'm going to say push. I think he gets 2 exactly. You know, again, I think he's going to have to play a little bit better as far as stat-wise because he didn't play bad last game. He just wasn't, you know, we had such a ground game going that it was really just like 42 attempts we ended up having. I would love to see us close to that again. But, yeah, I think he's going to still be able to be productive because on this Saints – secondary, there is some opportunity to move the football down the field. We've still got great wide receivers. So I'm going to say he hits 2 and makes it a push. And then as we do every week, my bookie, big sponsor of the show, they got it as a 3.5-point favorite for the Saints. Talk to me about the spread and what do you think about the outcome of this game?
This game's going to be very close. I know that. I can feel it. I would say I'm going to give the Rams the win by 2. I just think that they're focused and I feel good about it. And I feel like this team is kind of, you know, they know what they need to do, especially based on that last, you know, game. And I feel like, yeah, we get this win and we win it by 2.
I like it. I like it. I have it very close as well. I'm looking at like a 32-28 ball game. So I have it as a 4-point difference. But again, I think this thing, I see the Rams converting a little bit more in the red zone. I see our offense continue to put up points. The rush game still being dominant as it's been in the last few weeks. So I think that they are built for this environment. I don't think the noise is going to be too much for them. I don't think the game is too big for Jared Goff. I think this is a statement game for them. They still weirdly are coming in with this, you know, underdog chip on their shoulder, which for a team, Andrew Whitworth kind of mentioned it. He's like, did the people forget we won like 13 games, not too long. Like, we're a good football team. So I expect them to do very well in this game. Serena, as always, thank you so much. And one last little shout out for you, because your Syracuse Orangemen knocked off Duke earlier in the week, and that was pretty impressive.
How insane was that?
In Cameron.
Amazing. Those are the signs. Those are the signs right there.
See, I love it.
Syracuse beating Duke, that's the sign.
See, you got to play with that good juju and keep it going. So I wanted to give you props, because I know you're a huge, you know, Syracuse Orange fan. You went there and always supporting them. So big ups to them, man. That was a huge win in Cameron Indoor. And you're right. Let's parlay this into a crazy weekend. Let's have fun. Travel safe down there. Have a bunch of fun at the game. Guys, don't forget to go check her out at Serena on Twitter, at Morales on Instagram. Expect a bunch of awesome content, not only during the game, but in the days leading up. So, Serena, thank you so much. I really hope we have a couple more weeks of chatting as we are talking Super Bowl and more.
Yeah.
Look forward to following everything throughout the week, and have fun down at the game.
Thank you. I feel like the spider invading my house is also a sign that if the fans get behind us and cheer as loud as they can, even if it's just through IG Live, that we can defeat all the sneaky spiders, aka the Saints, when it comes to Sunday.
I love it. I love it. Can't be defeated via insects, Duke basketball, or Saints football. We are unstoppable this week. Serena, you are the best.
Thanks a lot, man. So who's ready? Yeah.